Sleeping on the job. Guilt-free napping for better working conditions. Tired? Cranky? Not productive? Why don't you take a nap? At work. Big companies are becoming nap-friendly, as recent studies in Britain and the U.S. show that a nap a day keeps laziness away. Around 70% of American workers get some Z's at the office already. But they have to do it secretly. Apparently, 4% of men and 8% of women nap in the bathroom cubicles with a toilet paper pillow. Nap guru Bill Anthony says, employees are napping secretly from other employees, and the employers are too tired to know that it is happening. It's an epidemic that we need to start dealing with. A study shows that companies could improve productivity, mood, and health by letting workers snooze during breaks with no consequences. To spread awareness, Anthony created National Sleep at Work Day, which is on the 10th of March. And to help promote the idea, Sheraton Hotels sponsor nationwide napathons on this day. Nike, Pizza Hut, and Google are among the corporations to institute pro-nap policies. Pizza Hut allows napping during breaks. Nike has installed relaxation rooms, and Google has a massage parlor so employees can nap and rejuvenate. Yellow, a New York City naptime spa, brings sweet dreams to many executives. And for many people, power napping is the new coffee break. A 20-minute snooze only costs $12 in one of Yellow's snazzy sleep rooms. Metro Naps, another New York company, installs special nap furniture at nap-friendly companies. Could this mean the end for coffee giant Starbucks?